$849 for well water. Try now, pay later. Satisfaction guaranteed. Wave Home Solutions for advanced air and water technologies. For more information, call 1-866-984-6994 or go to cleanwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Flag. I'm Rich Ackerman. This report is brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care, where you can get a $70 Firestone Visa prepaid card by mail with the purchase of 4 eligible Bridgestone tires. After 8 months of battling the NFL, Tom Brady is the winner at the moment. Judge Richard Berman, Brady's 4-game suspension, saying Roger Goodell trying to dispense, quote, his own brand of industrial justice, and that Brady had no warning of the 4-game suspension. The NFL will appeal today's ruling, but today's decision enables Brady to play in next week's season opener. The Patriots open their title defense Thursday at Gillette Stadium against the Steelers. Tonight is the final night of preseason NFL action. It's also the start of the college football season and the start of the Jim Harbaugh era at Michigan. The Wolverines face Utah in Harbaugh's debut as head coach at his alma mater. He comes with a lot of hype and excitement and challenges for his team.
We want to be at the big boy table. Because there's another table. It's over there in the kitchen for the for those that aren't seated at the big person's table. If somebody wants to go over there, then nobody's going to be upset with them if they do. But this is what we signed up for.
Utah won last season's meeting in Ann Arbor. 3 games in the top 25 tonight, highlighted by second-ranked TCU on the road at Minnesota. Georgia Tech hosts Alcorn State, and Arizona will take on Texas San Antonio. Baseball this afternoon in Minnesota, and right now the White Sox lead the Twins 1-0 in the bottom of the third. I'm Rich Ackerman.
We make your football fantasies come true every Saturday night at 10 Eastern with Eye on Fantasy Football on CBS Sports Radio.
Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Broadcasting from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studio, welcome back. This is hour number 3. I am Jim Rome. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Notre Dame head football coach Brian Kelly is going to join me momentarily. They open up their season Saturday against Texas under the lights. We've been talking about the Deflategate, suspension nullified, federal judge Richard M. Berman nullifies that four-game suspension. Tom Brady gets over in a big way. Roger Goodell gets worked again. Brady is clear to play in the opener on September 10th against Pittsburgh. Obviously, a vindication for him. And a bad, bad day and a bad look for Roger Goodell. 1-800-636-8686. Haven't gotten into this, but the LA Dodgers finish off their three-game sweep of San Francisco. Clayton Kershaw, filthy, nasty, 15-strikeout complete game. The Giants essentially playing for their entire season, and Kershaw chokes them out like the boss that he is. Other big development. The arsonists in the Dodgers bullpen laid down their gas cans. They had a nice series. All right, more on that momentarily, but you know what that music means, don't you? Let's talk some Notre Dame football. We are joined by the head football coach at Notre Dame. He is a two-time National Coach of the Year. He is entering his sixth season at Notre Dame. Notre Dame is number 11 in the preseason polls, and they open up their season, as mentioned, against Texas Saturday night. Brian Kelly is my guest. Brian, nice to have you back. How are you?
Jim, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for the visit, Brian. Appreciate it. Now, season openers are always tricky because it's the first time seeing an opponent, and for some players, Brian, it's their first live game action. This year's season opener will be quarterback Malik Zaire's first home start. It comes under the lights against Texas. So how do you make sure that he and all the other players come out with just the right level of intensity?
Oh, I'm not worried about the intensity. You know, they've been looking forward to this since after the LSU game. So I think for me, it's just making sure, just like every other coach going into the opener, that you know you've prepared for everything. There's going to be some jitters and there's going to be some nervous moments, but you know we've got a lot of guys that have played college football, a lot of returning starters. So I think after the anxiety and the moment, you know they should settle down. It's just really for me, just more about the preparation and making sure that I've covered everything for them.
Notre Dame football coach Brian Kelly, my guest. You mentioned the win over LSU. That was the Music City. He was the MVP. Zaire was of that game. How far has he come as a quarterback since that game?
Well, I think, yeah, when you put a kid in a leadership position, he changes the way he goes to work every day because he now knows that it's not just about himself. It's about leading the entire, you know, football program at Notre Dame. And so just his work, his attention to detail, leadership, all those things change. When you're watching it and you're the backup quarterback, you're hoping for your opportunity. Now he has his opportunity. I think it's not wanting to let down his other teammates. So you see a more focused player. You see a kid that's not wanting to let down his teammates, so he's putting in the extra time doing all the things to make sure that that doesn't happen.
You know, it seems to me, in addition to that, he's a very physical runner, and you've got other talented options in the backfield, yet at the same time, you're absolutely loaded at wide receiver, and you can really hurt teams through the air. So how would you describe the identity of the offense this season?
Well, we would like to be able to control the line of scrimmage. I think any team that, you know, goes into the season, you know, with the desire to control the line of scrimmage, has an opportunity to win a lot of football games. And we think we've got that kind of offense. So, if we can control the line of scrimmage, throw the football when teams want to gang up on us, because I think we have outstanding wide receivers and great depth there, you know, we can force you to, you know, to balance up against us. And we think if we can get to a position where you're going to, you know, play us honest, we can have some pretty good success running the football.
Notre Dame head coach Brian Kelly joining us. Notre Dame opening up against Texas Saturday night. You know, Brian, looking back at last year, certainly a challenging year, an interesting year. You started 6-0, and then you lost at number one Florida State after a late touchdown was nullified. And from that point on, there were a number of injuries, especially on defense. You lost five of your next six, but then you beat LSU in your bowl game. As you look back on last season, what was your biggest takeaway?
Well, I would say that we lost some of our confidence as a group. And then certainly, you know, you can't ever make excuses. College football, NFL, high school, football, whatever game you play, you're going to have injuries. What we lost were, you know, some components to that we needed relative to leadership on each side of the ball. So we went to work in the off season making sure that leadership piece was going to be with us regardless if we lost one player. We lost a couple of key players and lost some key leadership, and that really hurt us. When we were experiencing some adversity, we weren't able to pull out of that. And the margin for victories for us is always going to be thin and real slim. Even when we went 12-0, we won a number of games by just a few points, and that's going to be the case every year. But if you've got great leadership, you can get through those times. And we lost some great leaders during that time.
Brian Kelly joins us for a few more moments. You know, Brian, the team is being featured in a season with Notre Dame football, which is going to premiere this Tuesday on Showtime at 10 p.m. Eastern. As a member of the Showtime family, I can say that everybody's very excited about that. Coaches typically are very concerned about distractions. So did you have any concerns about being involved in a project like this? And then what benefits do you see coming out of it?
Heck yeah, I was concerned about it. I've got a boom mic over my head, a camera looking right at me, and production people in my office right now. I was concerned to the point where I think if it was a younger team, I probably wouldn't have signed up for this duty. But I've got a more veteran team. We've had camera crews and production crews embedded with our team over the last couple of years. So I felt like we could handle it, and I think our guys have done a pretty good job thus far. And we want to be able to tell our story. You know, we think that the Notre Dame story is a bit unique, and we think that this is a great opportunity for people to get a chance to know the 21st century Notre Dame football team.
Now, I'm looking forward to seeing that. That's Tuesday night Showtime for the premiere at 10 p.m. Eastern. Before you go, the team's motto this year is Culture Beats Scheme. What is the message you're looking to communicate with that?
Yeah, it's not about, the great offensive geniuses. It's not about great blitz schemes. It's really about how you do things and how you prepare. And I think really, at the end of the day, it's about the discipline. It's about the trust. It's about all of those things that are so much more important to winning than, any one particular spread offense or West Coast offense or 3-4 defense or 4-3 defense. It's about the culture you create within your program that decides at the end of the day whether you're a winning team or a losing team.